Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a new way to forecast job growth. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Technology is changing Ohio's landscape. Recent developments in artificial intelligence and machine learning have many wondering how these advances will impact jobs. Researchers from Ohio University decided to use that very same technology to figure out which occupations are growing and which are declining in the state. Here to discuss what they found is Jason Jolly. Thank you for joining me today, Jason.
Thank you, Kendall. Happy to be here.
So, you set out to find a better way to forecast job growth by using machine learning. How does this research improve how these projections are done?
One of the ways that we improve the way that projections are done is that we are actually looking at the underlying skills that are used in the occupation using machine learning techniques. So we look at what people do in the context of their occupations, and then looking at historically what has happened with occupations that require those skill sets, we can determine with some degree of accuracy whether occupations that require a certain set of skills or activities are likely to decline or grow.
What kind of jobs might be more at risk than another?
So we looked at a period from 2003 till 2018. And what we found is that there are physical characteristics that people have in their occupations. And many of those more physical activities are associated with declining occupations. So for example, people who engage in repetitive motions. If you're working as a data entry person, as a teller, if you're working in a coal mine and you're a roof bolter who bolts open the mine so that it can stay open, those are the kinds of repetitive activities that are associated with declining occupations.
So on the other hand of that spectrum then, what are some jobs that we can expect to see some growth in?
Well, increasingly we're finding that activities like critical thinking skills, the ability to relay complex information, those are things that are associated with jobs that are going to grow. So even in what we might consider middle wage jobs, there are increasing requirements that people have technical skills, sometimes credentials, sometimes associate degrees, and we're seeing that in the data that we looked at here.
How can higher education institutions or workforce development programs use this data then to their advantage?
Certainly there are local contexts and there are changes that people would need to consider. So if you were looking at, say, the state of Ohio, we know that we have Intel coming. So our analysis and data was done before we knew about Intel. So perhaps some of this might change with large announcements. But in the absence of sort of these large shocks on the economy that are happening at a regional or a state level, this can give it's another tool that people can use to get a better understanding of, you know, where might we direct our training efforts.
For those who have some of these jobs with these attributes that you mentioned that are more at risk, for those that are worried, you know, about how these technological advances may change their jobs, what can they take away from your research?
Well, I would ask myself if I were in that position, how many more years am I going to work? So, you know, if you're a truck driver and you're 50 years old, you're probably going to be able to drive for a good while longer before we have automated vehicles and trucks that are driving on highways that are driverless, because that technology is going to take some time to develop. If I were 25 years old and I were a truck driver, I would be more worried about what the future might hold and say, given the skills that I have, what can I do with the finances I have available, with the training programs that are available that the state has, to better take the skills that I have and translate them into occupations that might be projected to grow.
That was Jason Jolly, professor of rural economic development at Ohio University's Voinovich School of Leadership and Public Service. Thank you, Jason, for talking with me.
Thank you, Kendall.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'm Kendall Crawford. We'll talk with you tomorrow.